Bon, it's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about all the new Star Wars and other LEGO sets that have come out this month for August 2018. New Wave has come out, very erratic all over the place, and really kind of good sets and some sort of average sets. But right across all the areas, we've got Clone Wars, we've got the original trilogy, we've then also got the new movies and Solo. So it's been kind of going all over the place. So I'm just going to go through some of the ones that have come out. So we've got the Cloud Rider Swoop Bikes from Solo. We've got the Snoke's Throne Room. We've got the Imperial Corvée X Transport from Solo. Sandcrawler Imperial Landing Craft. The Hoth Medical Chamber. We've also got Anakin's Jedi Starfighter. The X-Wing Starfighter. And the Imperial AT Hauler. So these are all available at different stores and stuff. So what caught your eye first off, James?
For me, the obvious one is always going to be the spaceships. I am a huge spaceship fan. You can see hanging out right back here. So for me, the LEGO sets I'm always interested in are spaceships and planes and the occasional car.
Yeah.
So obviously, on top of that, I am a huge X-Wing fan in general. Just ever since the video game from the 90s, I've loved it. So the update for the X-Wing set did catch my eye. Now, I do own an X-Wing from a previous wave, so I'm going to wait for this one to go on sale and drop a couple dollars before picking it up. But, you know, it's always the one that I take a look at. And then Anakin's Starfighter as well, although I don't have the same, like, connection to that I do with the X-Wing, Y-Wing, A-Wing, TIE Fighter, etc. If I can find it on sale, like a good, solid sale, I might pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I have got the Cloud Rider Swoop Bikes. For some reason, over the weekend, we had some deals going on because Argos was offering three for two, which then meant Amazon was matching the price of them. So I got it for like nearly a third off before we even, and I'm like, it came out a day or two. And I've also got the new aerial underwater thing from the Little Mermaid set, because that was, again, discounted already for some bizarre reason. Funny looks off all my staff when I opened up my box from Amazon with this little aerial Disney Lego Juniors set. They were all laughing at me and just shaking their head. And I'm going, what? And maybe it wasn't her fact that I kind of started humming Under the Sea at that point. But as far as the Lego sets, the other one, the X-Wing is on my shopping list. That's the one from these. That was the rest of them are a little bit, I'm not quite sure who they're going for on this. The Jawa Sandcrawler just looks so bland for the price.
I don't get the Jawa Sandcrawler, but this is not the first time they've made the Sandcrawler. I think this might be a third iteration, and they would be making another generation of the Sandcrawler if it wasn't selling.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I don't get it. Even if you take away that it's basically just a brown brick on wheels, it's not even a major part of the story. It only appears in A New Hope when they sell the droids, and then occasionally as a background filler bit in some of the places that are on Tatooine, but someone's buying it because they keep making it, so $140 is stuff crazy.
Yeah, it's an odd one. I'm not quite sure. There's a few other ones like the Solo stuff, like the hauler and the train. Very expensive for what they are, and you're probably gonna need the two to kind of reenact the scene. So that's the only thing I can think of as kids like wanting to reenact it. They don't look good enough really for people to want to put on display. Not quite in that zone to me. Not a classic, and Solo's not gonna be that classic movie that people want to recreate. Obviously, these sets were designed before the movie came out and all the rest of it. I think the Swoop Bikes, that's the one I've picked up. So I'll have a review coming up for that in the coming week or two ahead. That's a bit more in that price bracket of kids playing with it for small vehicles. So that's kind of cool. Snoke's Throne Room. It's a classic scene from the movie, but, you know,
the movie's not old enough for it to be a classic yet, but I know what you mean.
That dual scene between that, I think, is always going to be one of the great scenes. And for me, I don't know, nearly 9 months, 10 months later after release, it feels like, I don't know, it's the same thing with the Hoth Medical Center, right? It's that thing of like you're recreating inside of a big ship.
I think for these, obviously they're play sets rather than you know, like things that you swoosh around by themselves.
Yeah.
And I guess the appeal is going to depend entirely on how much you want to have a little play set where you're moving the figures around and they've got the lightsaber duel. So it might appeal to kids a lot more than it appeals to us. But the other thing, of course, is both of those sets have a lot of the figures that you would really want. You know, the Kylo Snoke's throne room has Snoke, Rey, and Kylo in it. And that's those are three major characters that people are going to want. Plus, you've got two little cannon fodder Praetorian guards.
Yeah.
Granted, though, $70, that's a bit much for any non-vehicle playset, at least from my point of view. It's like, no, you got to give me really good value if I'm going to pick this up. Like, I'd pick up the Ant-Man one that we talked about a couple weeks ago, because that's only $20. It's got the Ant-Man, it's got Wasp, and it's got Ghost, and it's got a cool little vehicle, all for $20. Or 30, I can't remember if it's 20 or 30, but either way, that's a really good value. This at 70, I'm not sold on it.
Yeah, there's that thing for me, it's like I say, you know, when I'm in that 20, 30 pound bracket, it's less of it's an impulse buy and you can just kind of go for it. These bigger sets, once they hit above for me, above 30 pound, it's that thing of like, okay, now I want to get, I want some bang from a buck. I want, you know, like, the X-Wing that jumps out at me is like something to pick up. But I've still got the Millennium Falcon, which is sat next to my Chevs that I still haven't built yet, from one I brought a couple of weeks ago in the sale. So it's like, until I've got that built, and also I've just, there's been some real big bargains on Lego Star Wars. The Lego sets are just being discounted constantly. And there's some big discounts. And I'm even sitting there thinking myself going, I'm going to wait for some of these, and there's some that I just can't see my house ever pick up. It's like that Imperial landing craft. I don't even remember that from a movie. I think it literally appeared for like a fraction of a second.
It's in the background of A New Hope.
Yeah.
I think when we originally talked about these, I mistook it for the Shell Tiderium from Return of the Jedi. And no, this one's actually from A New Hope. And it's such an obscure bit, but at least it was actually in the movie, unlike say the Force Awakens snow speeder or the sand speeder, which was based on a concept of a Kenner toy that never got released. So you know, it's not digging quite as deep as some of the others, but it's still one of those things where you're kind of like, you could have dedicated this time to maybe something else.
Yeah, it's that odd thing as well. I mean, I think we've got no more. That's it for the Star Wars titles up till October, till we get a load of the Brickheads and some more sets. But I don't know. They could have probably spread these out a little bit more. There's always that kind of fun thing at the beginning of the month, you know, see what comes out and bits and pieces. But overall, not a bad. It was a very eclectic collection. It wasn't. I wouldn't say there was anything there which kind of blew my socks off compared to what I think like the May wave, which was very much more solo based with, you know, the speeders and the solo. This was felt a little bit like, okay, we've got the leftovers from Solo and we're just going to throw some random sets at people in the hope that these, because these are all going to be around for the Christmas period, all on shelves. Right. So I don't know. I think that X-Wing is probably going to be the big one, I think, from all of this. That's probably going to be the main one.
I mean, out of all of the sets that we've seen, the most iconic is the X-Wing. It plays a major part in Episode 4, Episode 6, Episode 7, maybe a little bit less in Episode 8. So it's one of the iconic vehicles right up there with the Millennium Falcon and TIE Fighters and all that stuff. So yeah, I agree. I think the X-Wing is going to be the big one for the year, despite the fact that this is like its fourth or fifth release, not even counting the little mini ones and the UCS one. So but I'm glad that they're keeping it in circulation. It's one of those ones that they update just often enough so that it is always on shelves.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it needs to be on the shelves, and there's always new people coming into it that need this one. But yeah, not a bad range. We'd love to know what you guys think at home. Comment below. Get in touch with us on the usual social medias. James, where can they find you?
You find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.